Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. No ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a powerful word for you today. Our topic is what it truly means to be in your right mind. What it truly means to be in your right mind. And our scripture comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you to not miss one episode of this 15 minutes of Hot Breakfast for Your Soul with me live on Morning Motivation. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or listen online from my website at feelthefire.com, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. But if you cannot tune in live, follow this show, follow this podcast, so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. All of this information, as well as the ability to contact me and send me your prayer requests, is available on my website at feelthefire.com. That's FeelTheFire.com. Don't miss it. This word is for you. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, reading from the KJV. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Come on and tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus, for his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. What it truly means, glory, to be in your right mind. Many times, we hear people testify at church or even some of us will just say, you know, I thank the Lord that I'm in my right mind. What we're really saying is I thank God that I'm not incompetent or incapacitated. I'm not in a vegetative state or, you know, I don't have Alzheimer's. In other words, that I still have the ability to think for myself, to know who I am, and to understand what belongs to me. I'm in my right mind. But what I want to talk with you about today is what it truly means to be in your right mind. Because you see, you can be alert and oriented to yourself, to time and place. You could know your full name, your address. You could know who the President of the United States is. You could never have been deemed incompetent or never adjudicated incapacitated and still not be in your really, truly right mind. You could not have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. You could score perfect scores on every mental or psych examination. You could pass with flying colors every lie detector test or polygraph and still not be truly in your right mind. Why? Because as we saw in Philippians 2:5-8, being in your right mind is when you have the mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, until we have the mind of Christ, until we dedicate ourselves to being fashioned after Christ, until we truly decide that we are going to live in the image of God and in Christ, we're not living in our right mind. We are instead living in a worldly mind. And the worldly mind, it cannot, or a worldly mindset, cannot bring into fruition all of the purpose, destiny, and blessings for which Christ has ordained for us to live. Getting into position to live in our right mind, you see, takes an affirmative act of deciding that the right mind status is only attainable when it is congruent to living in the mindset of Christ. In Philippians 4:8, different scripture, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. See, this is when you're in your right mind, when your mind is focused on things which are true and honest, things which are just and pure, things which are lovely and of good report, instead of gossip and rumors and, you know, negativity and trying to take others down and backstabbing. Oh, you don't want to deal with me this morning. It says if there be any virtue or anything that's good about it or worthwhile of Christ, these are the things you think on. That's what positions you to truly be in your right mind. And Romans 12:1-2, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Truly being in your right mind focuses on the good, the acceptable and perfect will of God in presenting ourselves as living sacrifices. I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters, about what it truly means to be in your right mind. Say right mind. Oh, glory. Come on and say it again, wherever you are, right mind. You see, it's not enough for us to rise every day and give God praise and glory, but then not submit our minds unto him. It is not enough to rise and shout and speak in tongues, but not be willing to submit our minds to his will. It is inadequate glory to have titles, pastor, apostle, teacher, evangelist. It is missionary, usher, whatever our titles may be. It's inadequate to have those, but then not have the mind of Christ. You see, the mind of Christ will position us to be in our right mind, which will help us to have discernment. Then we will be able to judge out situations, events, people, and everything which comes into our life by rightfully and righteously dividing the word of truth. When you are in your right mind, you will know who is for you, and you'll be able to discern who is against you. You will know to whom to give your time and to whom to just cut loose. I pray for you. I love you, but I can't give you no more of my right mind. You'll know how to set about on your job, on your business. You'll know when to go into intercessory prayer for your marriage or your relationship or your children. You will know how to be an asset instead of a liability in all you do, in your relationships, your friendships, your businesses. You'll know because you will let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about the true meaning of being in your right mind. Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer. I know this 15 minutes of hot breakfast is just nurturing your soul right now. This is why you cannot miss morning motivation with me. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, we praise you this morning. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask forgiveness of every sin, and we submit unto you our minds right now. Father, help us to get into our true right minds, that we submit our minds to you, and we say, have your way in our minds. Have your way in our thoughts. Have your way in our plans and strategies. Have your way in our vision. Have your way, Father, in everything that we're going to do today. Help us to truly live in our right mind. Give us a mind, Father, which comes in and wants to be like Christ. Give us a mind that thinks on the things that are true and honest and just, the things which are pure and lovely and of good report, where there's virtue and where there's praise. Give us a right mind, Lord, so that we will prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of you. Give us our right mind, Father, our right mind, Lord. Help us to live in our right mind, Jesus. That's where glory comes in. That's where blessings come in. That's where your victory comes in, when we truly position ourselves in our right mind. Hallelujah. The right mind. Hallelujah. Our right mind, which is the mind of Christ. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. I ask you to bless them right now. I ask you to touch, Father. Do whatever is needed. Father, have your way and let them know you are still sovereign. You are still God. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. We say, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Say, thank you, Lord, for putting me in my true right mind. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the altar call, and then I will end with our task for today. But you keep on praising God. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. And I ask forgiveness. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Now, everyone say, I thank you, Lord, for my true right mind. Glory. Say it again. I thank you, Lord, for my true right mind. Now, our topic for today is what it truly means to be in your right mind. Your task for today is to live this day in the mindset of Christ so that you can receive the benefits thereof. Go to fieldbefire.com and send me your information and follow the podcast. Text MM to phone number 33222. I'll see you in the morning. Your right mind ain't right until it's the mind of Christ.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. doing